This is Major Jim Ross at the communications desk in the NORAD Combat Operations Center. Every day, one or two of the hundreds of aircraft which enter the United States and Canada are declared to be unknown and must be intercepted for positive identification. But a short while ago, our radar warning station at Thule, Greenland, reported an unknown craft that doesn't seem to match the flight characteristics of an airplane. It appears to be made up of one large object drawn by eight smaller ones. Our radar operators are uncertain at this moment as to just what this object is, but we're making computer checks to help identify it. First reports on its speed make it unlikely that it is an aircraft, since it is moving rather slowly. We hope to have more information soon, so stand by for further reports. This is Major Jim Ross at the NORAD Combat Operations Center.
This is Captain Bill Coleman at the Ballistic Missile Early Warning Station at Clear, Alaska. The radar here can look out over the North Pole for 3,000 miles and is designed to detect missiles and satellites. It can also pick up other distant objects, such as high-flying aircraft. A few minutes ago, we detected an object approaching our continent from the north. Our high-speed computers have pinpointed the North Pole as the starting point of this object. Our computers also tell us that the sled-like vehicle is heading toward the homes of children in the United States and Canada. We have identified the pilot of this craft as a fat man with a long beard, and as he passed overhead, we could hear the pilot shouting, "Ho, ho, ho," and "On Dancer and Prancer." Captain Bill Coleman, Clear, Alaska.
This is Sergeant Bob Woodruff reporting from an isolated dew-line radar station in Alaska. Our radar is always busy, searching the skies for unknown aircraft, and we've just picked up a slow-moving object that everyone is looking for. It has been identified definitely as a friendly one-man vehicle headed south toward the homes of children throughout North America. We're almost certain that the pilot is Santa Claus, and he appears to be checking a long list of names and addresses. The sled he's driving is heavily loaded with gifts, enough for children everywhere. Sergeant Bob Woodruff in Alaska.
This is Major Don McBride at North Bay, Ontario, Canada. Two jet interceptors have been scrambled to intercept and escort the rather slow-moving object picked up a short time ago by a NORAD detection radar. We are receiving a radio call from one of our pilots now.
North Bay Control, this is Tiger 3-2. We've just joined up with the object we've been following on our airborne radar. It's a sled, all right, complete with eight reindeer. And I can see Santa now. He's laughing and waving to us. His sled is piled full of gifts, and it looks as if there's enough for children everywhere. We'll fly along with him to ensure his safe passage. This is Tiger 3-2, listening out.
Roger, Tiger 3-2. North Bay Control, out. Our pilots will be escorting Santa on his journey south to spread Christmas cheer throughout North America. This is Major Don McBride at Northern NORAD Region Headquarters, North Bay, Ontario, Canada.
This is Colonel Harvey Otis at the NORAD Combat Operations Center. Since noon today, NORAD radars have been tracking Santa from the North Pole all the way across Canada and into the United States. Our radar station in Alaska first identified the power unit of Santa's craft as having horns and later reported a sled-like vehicle loaded with gifts pulled by eight reindeer. We have a United States Air Force F-106 and a Canadian Forces CF-101 escorting the jolly old gent to assure his safe passage across the United States and Canada. Just a moment, please.
We've received the track and now have it on display here. Keep us advised.
Our latest reports are coming in now. Santa is being seen in many places at the same time. We're convinced that our radar is not playing tricks on us and that Santa is visiting the homes of children all across North America. Santa is on his way, on course and on schedule. If you don't see him yourself, you're almost sure to wake up tomorrow with evidence of his visit all around you. From all of us at NORAD, a very Merry Christmas.